This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Wow, what a weekend. I hope you had a great weekend as well. And maybe that great weekend was just doing absolutely nothing. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Monday, July 21st. I had a lot to do this weekend. It was a busy weekend. Spent a lot of time in the car driving. Made a quick trip over to Pensacola. And we'll talk about that. And, you know, last week, somebody texted the show and said that the waters in Destin and the waters in Gulf Shores were very, very chilly. Man, I was in the water this weekend, and I don't think the water could have warmed up that much in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, I hope nobody's offended that I said Gulf of Mexico. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. I posted a picture on Substack of me actually in the Gulf of Mexico waters. And ask the question, hope nobody's offended, but if you are, I mean, I guess it's too bad, because you really can't do anything without offending somebody these days. So in any event, posted the picture, and you can respond to it. There's a question there. It's on Substack, and if you haven't joined me on Substack, I hope you will. It's a social media platform that is it's different from Facebook, a different audience, and I really enjoy being there. I'm going to post the same picture on Facebook, but I want you to join me. I'd love for you to subscribe to Scoot on the Air Substack. Download the Substack app, look for Scoot on the Air, and please subscribe. But I'm going to post it on Facebook in just a few minutes. Also, I saw the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I didn't read anything about it before I went to the movie. I saw the original. I even saw the sequel, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. And I thought the original was great. I mean, it's one of the all-time great scary movies to me. And I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. It was pretty good. A little bit of a stretch, but it was pretty good. But I enjoyed it. So I didn't really know what to expect, because I guess it was kind of a sequel. But we'll talk about that a little later. I have yet to pull up the ratings for the box office, but I can't imagine that after people like me went to Superman last weekend and talked about it, I can't imagine that Superman is still number one at the box office. But we'll have that for you a little bit later in the show. Let's see what's going on. All right. You know, there are people who text, and there are people who comment on Scoot on the Air, Substack, Scoot on the Air, Facebook, and Instagram. And they say, why do you have to talk about Donald Trump every day? Well, we don't have to. And we don't look forward to it. But when the President of the United States puts himself in the news on a daily, sometimes hourly basis, we're going to talk about that. And it doesn't care who the president is. We're going to talk about the president when the president puts himself in the news with legitimate stories. And some of it is just outrageous. And it's hard to believe that it's coming from the president of the United States. because this particular president doesn't show a lot of respect for the office of the presidency. I still think we should respect the office of the presidency. But one example is President Trump, of course, is trying to distract from the demands, even from MAGA, to release all of the Epstein files. In fact, there's a new survey. I think it's a CBS survey. I think it's a CBS survey. Not that it matters because they're all pretty much done the same way. But there's a new CBS poll that shows 98% of Americans want the full files to be released. And a lot of those people are MAGA supporters and they're strong Trump supporters. But they want the Epstein files released. Donald Trump, his strategy now, he's not going to release the files. His strategy is to distract from the files. And he's doing this with a lot of stuff, not the least of which is demanding that the Washington Commanders change their name back to the Washington Redskins. Well, this is just another indication that Donald Trump is not even trying to be president of the United States. He's not even trying. He's succeeding at being president of the United Trump supporters. And when people target a specific group to get elected, you would hope, and this is in theory what's supposed to happen, they're supposed to become the president for everyone. But that's not always the case with any president. It is particularly not the case with President Trump. He's not even trying to be the president to everybody. He's being president to those people who are the most diehard core supporters of Donald Trump. And, you know, we went through this argument about Redskins. It's offensive to some people. I know. I think I'm a sensitive person when it comes to labels and titles. But I never found it to be offensive. Now, I know that's easy for me to say because I'm not a Native American or I'm not a person of color. But I'm also a person who looks for and tries to be sensitive to those things that are offensive to people. I just don't understand why that was such an insult. I thought it was kind of a compliment, kind of a way of respecting Native Americans. But again, maybe I'm not the one to make that judgment because I'm a white guy. In any event, the idea that the president of the United States is getting involved in a private business, demanding that the business do it his way as a way of satisfying that group of people who are hardcore Trump supporters, this is a bit unprecedented. And it's because of things like this that bring up Trump on a regular basis. I'm not looking for reasons to talk about Trump. I'm looking for reasons to not talk about him. But I'm a responsible, patriotic American, and I'm a talk show host, and I have a responsibility to talk about things that are important to America, in addition to having fun and talking about a lot of other things. But even when we talk about Trump, we still talk about a ton of other things on every single show. And if you made a list and wrote down everything we talked about on any given show, Donald Trump would be a percentage of it, but not all of it, contrary to what people have convinced themselves to believe. In any event, then this threat of maybe doing something with the FCC to ban the merger between Paramount, which owns CBS, and Skydance, creating this multi-billion-dollar operation, Donald Trump, as president of the United States, has forced CBS to fire the Stephen Colbert show. Late Night with Stephen Colbert forced them to fire the show. They did this as a gesture to Donald Trump, who doesn't like Stephen Colbert because Stephen Colbert makes jokes about Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's a little bit on the frail, fragile side when it comes to this, and he can't take it. So in addition to paying $16 million to him in a lawsuit, he got the money. I think it's going to his library. But in any event, CBS paid the money, and they also apparently made a side deal of firing Stephen Colbert. This is really big, big news. It's huge news. And John Oliver is just talking about how bad this is. Jimmy Kimmel said F you to CBS for doing this. And John Oliver is saying that, you know, this is terrible news for the world of comedy. And indeed it is. I mean, are there any really good, funny conservative comedians. I'm sure there are. But I think comedy should be bipartisan. And that means that, you know, even if somebody wants to be partisan, it should be able to go both ways. And I don't think there's anything wrong. In fact, sometimes partisan politics leads to something funny. I respect comedy. I don't care who's being made fun of. I laugh at stuff that where they made fun of Joe Biden. But there's not much to make fun of there. And I've talked about this before. I mean, Joe Biden was, you know, a sleepy, boring character. There's not much to make fun of. Obama was made fun of, his big ears and other things. George W. Bush, I mean, he was made fun of. Bill Clinton was made fun of. But nobody gives comedians more material than Donald Trump. And so is this president going to look for ways to shut down other comedians that make fun of him? This is a clear infringement of freedom of speech. And so this bothers me. Also, we're going to talk about the U.S. judge sentencing a former police officer in the Breonna Taylor case. This was a strange case. It was a case of mistaken identity, and the wrong person was shot. And, you know, when it comes to police, they are human beings, but they need to be held to a very, very strict standard. And, you know, sometimes they're not allowed to make mistakes that average citizens might make. So we'll talk a little bit about that. All right. It is just hot AF. It's just, I mean, it's like a bakery oven out there. 93 degrees right now at the airport. 110 is what it feels like. That's the heat index. And I'll tell you, if you're flying anytime this week when it's this hot, if you're on a full plane that's got full baggage, I want you to notice how long it takes the plane to get off the runway. I'm serious. Now, it's safe or they wouldn't try to take off. They know exactly how long it takes to take off. But when there's hot air like this, hot air is very thin. Cold air is thick. You know, in the wintertime after a cold front comes through here and it's chilly and cold, man, that plane just lifts right off the ground. But it stays on the ground for a long time when it's just hot like this and it's loaded down. So don't be nervous, but you're going to feel like you're almost taxiing to your or going down the runway till you get to your destination. And if the plane is taking off toward the west on the east-west runway, you're going to feel like you're going to hit the treetops when you get to the end of the runway. But just know that they know it's safe or they're not going to take off. But yeah, it's going to take a long time for those planes to get off the ground. All right, I'm Scoot. Ian Hoke is back. He's our studio producer, senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well.
All right, glad you're back.
Yes, glad to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, how are you? How'd the play go?
Play's going great.
Oh, it's still going on?
There's one more weekend, yeah. I think it's probably pretty close to sold out.
Okay, well, can you squeeze me a ticket in there somewhere?
No. Okay. I only got two, and I gave them both to my dad. Sorry.
Well, I understand that. I'll try to figure out a way to get there. I'm sure it's very good. Had a busy week last week and a busy weekend. Drove over to Pensacola. My brother rented out a beach house, and he said, come on over. So I went over Friday night and spent all day Saturday there. And I was actually in the Gulf of Mexico. And you should see how much Gulf of America T-shirts there are at Alvin's Island. Alvin's Island is one of the big gift shops there. In fact, they've got several Alvin Islands in Pensacola. And yeah, there's a lot of Gulf of America stuff. And look, if people want to recognize it as the Gulf of America, that's okay. I still think of it as the Gulf of Mexico, and I didn't think there was a reason to change it to satisfy the ego of Americans who are insecure that things like this matter. I mean, to me, this is a sign of insecurity, that you're like kind of insecure about the identity of America, and you need to add things to make sure that people know this is America. And I just don't think that's a healthy trend.
Yeah, it's like people think that the more T-shirts they own that have the word America printed on them, or hats, yeah, or bumper stickers or a flag, that it makes them more American. And I guess if that works for you, go nuts, I guess, you know, but I think it's kind of goofy. I'd rather see people, you know, display their patriotism by, you know, adhering to, you know, American values and the things that the country is supposed to be about, that are supposed to make America unique in the world. If you, you know, go to bat for those things on occasion, you know, in the public sphere or with your elected representatives, that would do a little bit more to convince me that you're a patriot rather than you wearing a Gulf of America t-shirt.
Well, there's the irony, is wearing something American makes people feel American. And if you want to fly a flag or wear something American, that's okay. But what really makes you a patriotic American is your actions and your words and what you believe in. And ignoring the Constitution and wearing something with Gulf of America or something American, that does not make you American. You're very un-American, in my opinion, if you don't respect the Constitution. Now, I realize the Constitution is challenged and has been challenged over history, and that's fine. But supporting the idea that unconstitutional things are okay because you like it the other way, that's not the way it's supposed to work. And wearing something American doesn't really make you patriotic if you don't really believe in the spirit of America. So I thought that was, you know, interesting to see a lot of the Gulf of America stuff. And, you know, some people were buying it. But, you know, as I said last week, people are going out of their way to say Gulf of America when all they have said in the past is the Gulf. There's no other Gulf to compare it to. You know, there's no other Gulf area to say, oh, we have to distinguish the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America. And this whole region, we just refer to it as the Gulf. I mean, people don't go to the Gulf Coast. They don't go from, say, the Alabama Riviera Gulf Shores. They don't go from there through the Florida Panhandle all the way to Panama City and say, yeah, man, the kids went swimming in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. No, they said they went swimming in the warm waters of the Gulf. I mean, people are going out of their way to say Gulf of America to just to prove a point because, you know, they want to state their politics. And I guess that's fine, except that there's no reason for this false sense of American spirit by renaming the Gulf of Mexico, which was named in the 1500s, renaming that the Gulf of America. So, again, I'm not going to participate in that, and I'm going to simply call it the Gulf or the Gulf of Mexico. But when I think about talking about the Gulf, and, you know, my family's coming from Portland, and we're going to be there again next month, and, you know, the kids, you know, coming from Portland, I mean, you know, the Pacific Ocean is so cold, you don't go swimming in the Pacific. So they love the warm waters of the Gulf. And that's what we always say, the Gulf. But now people are going out of their way to say, oh, yeah, we enjoy the Gulf of America. Well, I tell you this, I don't know who sent a text message last week, but somebody said the waters of the Gulf in Destin and somebody else said in Gulf Shores are chilly. I was in the water Saturday. And it is warm. It is bathwater warm. Now, it's so hot outside that when you first step in it, it might seem a little chilly. But once you get in it, it's like being in a bathtub. And it's real easy to just release body fluids, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's warm. Your body's relaxed. Your bladder's relaxed. You just, you know, I mean, that happens.
Wow. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Sometimes it happens in pools. You know, I don't like it, but so I don't do it in a pool, but in the ocean, I'm not too concerned about that. But anyway, yeah, I mean, you just kind of relax, and the water is very warm. But I'll tell you, the only negative thing was obviously the storm stirred up a lot of the seaweed, and so there was like heavy seaweed in the water. I mean, the water's clear, but there was just a lot of seaweed in the way this past weekend. So I'm sure over time that's going to clear up just a little bit. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Man, if you are working outside, if you are a landscaper, if you are in and out of vehicles, God bless you, because today and this week is going to be really hot. All right, again, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about on the show this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yeah, I wish it would rain, too. It's hot, and when it don't rain, it gets even hotter. You've heard that there's another tropical system that's going to work its way through the Gulf. I don't think it's going to become anything big, but, hey, we've been surprised before. So it's something we're watching here at WWL. I'm Scoot. I hope you had a great weekend. Glad you're with us as we start off a new week on this Monday afternoon. And, look, I'm going to remind you once again, it's going to be Friday before you know it. So just relax, enjoy today. You'll get through it, and it's going to be Friday before you know it. So the number one movie at the box office again this week is Superman. And I'm a bit surprised because I didn't think it was that good. And Coleman, who likes that genre, he was telling me he didn't think it was that good. But it's number one again at the box office. I'm really surprised because I didn't think it was that good. And a lot of people, and there's a lot of articles written about how the movie is anti-American and that it's woke. I got to tell you, because of what I do, I'm sensitive to that stuff. I didn't see any of that. I mean, I read about it before I went to the movie, and I'm kind of looking for it. I didn't see anything. But even with all the noise associated with the sound effects, I actually, you know, in that chair that goes back at the movie theater, I actually dozed off a little bit. Yeah, for just a couple of minutes. But yeah, I don't know why Superman is still number one at the box office. Just save your money and wait for it to come on a streaming service. Jurassic World Rebirth is number two. And the movie I saw this weekend, I Know What You Did Last Summer, is number three. I want to mention that we talked a little bit about the body shaming of Jennifer Love Hewitt last week on the show. Jennifer Love Hewitt makes a kind of a cameo appearance in it, but she's in it a little bit. Really, the cameo appearance was really Sarah Michelle Gellar. She made a real cameo appearance. She looks good. She's had a lot of face work done, but it's really good. You know, I don't like the face work that Jennifer Love Hewitt got, because I've always thought she was really, really attractive. And she doesn't look like an older version of herself. You know, she's changed. And I don't mind people getting work on their faces, but I don't like it when it changes their looks. And so often people just look different. And that, you combine that with the Botox, and, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt just looked a little different. And I didn't like that. I don't care that she gained a few pounds. I mean, she's 46 years old, and, you know, that happens. She's a bit hippie, and that's okay. And I respect that she didn't rush to Ozempic or something like that to, you know, suddenly lose weight, that she's kind of embracing where she is in life. And I think that's really fine. So, you know, I like the movie. I would not spend money to go see I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's a new story. And Jennifer Love Hewitt is part of the past story. It's good if you've seen the first one before you see this new version of I Know What You Did Last Summer, because there are a lot of references to the past. But I got to tell you, the standout thing in this movie is the acting of Freddie Prinze Jr. First of all, he's graying, but I think he looks great. Freddie Prinze Jr. was really a great actor in this movie. His acting skills have really improved. He did a great, great job in the movie. And it's a new story about these kids in the same town, Southport, the same area. They kill another guy. And so the guy in the slicker comes back to haunt them, the guy with the hook, and the slicker comes back to haunt them. But the way he died, it just wasn't nearly as dramatic as the first one. So I tried to look at this from the standpoint of somebody who didn't see the first one. It's good if you saw the first one, because really, the way the guy died was very, very, very lacking in dramatic dramatic elements. It just I didn't think it was that awesome. And I would not spend the money. I would wait for it to come out on a streaming service. I would say it's a good movie, but not worth spending the money. And then you'll see the face work of Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt. But again, Freddie Prinze Jr. did a great job in the acting. And the new actors, you know, the new young group of people that were drinking and, you know, doing drugs and stuff and driving, and they you know, again, the whole accident scene was just not nearly as dramatic as in the original. All right, let's go to Larry in Gulfport. Larry, you're on WWL. Happy Monday. Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much. Scoot, you really need to do your homework on the Stephen Colbert deal. Did you know they've been losing $50 million a year for the last 3 or 4 years?
Wait, you're kind of. I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
With a staff of over 200.
Yeah, you were kind of.
That's why they're canceled.
Yeah, you were kind of.
It has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
I'm sorry if I'm talking, Larry. You were kind of breaking up. So, would you just say that again?
Yes. Stephen Colbert's show has been losing $50 million a year for the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, the ad revenue is not there, and that's why they're canceled.
If that's what you want to believe, it's okay, Larry. This is America.
I know, but you got to do your homework before.
Larry, stop it. Larry, I'm in no mood on a Monday afternoon for somebody like you to tell me to do my homework. I watch the show every night. I understand the media more than you do, and I don't want to be told. Larry, I don't want you to be told. I don't want you to tell me to do my homework. I understand the situation. I believe, this is my opinion, but they can give you all the figures they want. I don't know what the revenue was. Do you know what CBS took in terms of revenue?
I know it was $50 million a year. His show was.
Do you know what CBS took in terms of ad revenue for the Stephen Colbert show?
No, but
okay.
I know it was.
Okay, well, then it doesn't matter if it cost $15 million to do it. Maybe they brought in $30 million. The show was ahead of, the show was number one in the late night talk shows. Well, well, there's no agree or disagree. It's a fact. Greg Gutfeld on Fox News is number one. But among Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Stephen Colbert is number one. I know that's the statement that CBS issued, but I believe that it was part of a side deal with Donald Trump. And unless I am convinced otherwise, I think this was an attack on Stephen Colbert because Donald Trump's a bit fragile when it comes to comedy about him.
Well, what made you have any proof that Donald Trump had anything to do with it?
No, just that Donald Trump spoke of a side deal, and I think this is it.
So, but you're just the same thing I threw at you, you just threw back at me.
Well, I'm giving you.
I don't have proof. Do you have proof?
No, I don't. I'm giving
I mean,
my opinion.
Come on now,
Larry. Let me talk. I'm giving my opinion. It's my opinion. Yeah, I've said this all along that it's my opinion that the show was canceled. This is an opinion show. If I say something on this show, it's my opinion. It's understood.
Right. Well, listen, I still love your show. I listen to you all the time.
Appreciate that.
And keep up the great work.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. Yeah, look, I'm in no mood to say do my homework. You know, I mean, just stop, really. I mean, I can't know everything. But I do pay attention to this stuff. And this is one area that this is my strong point. This is my area of expertise. Media, communications. And throughout my career, I've studied communication theory, and it's something that I keep up with. So I know it cost a lot to do those shows. I know CBS issued a statement. CBS is going to issue a statement to make them look good because they don't want to look like the idiots that they are. They should never have settled with Donald Trump $16 million because they would have won that lawsuit over the editing of an interview with Kamala Harris. They would have won that. I believe they would have won it. Many legal experts believe they would have won it. I don't know what. Maybe we can find out. I'll look during this break. What is the revenue that CBS is taking in over the course of a year to do the Stephen Colbert show? If it costs $15 million to put it on the air and they bring in $20 million, they made $5 million. So that's what we need to know. But I do believe that since Stephen Colbert was number one among the three broadcast news, broadcast media late shows, I do believe that CBS canceled the show as a gesture to Donald Trump. I think this was a side deal because Donald Trump is, you know, again, a bit sensitive when it comes to comedy about him. If you want to join us with your comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And Larry, look, if I got a little spicy there, I apologize for that. It's early in the week, and that's an area that I know about, so I don't need to be told to do my homework, okay? I do get a little sensitive with that. But thank you for listening to the show. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms. protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day, 1989. Remember the movie, Do the Right Thing? Spike Lee's big movie. I remember seeing that movie. I've only seen it once. I thought it was a good movie, and it was very enlightening. You know, it let a lot of us, kids that grew up in the suburbs, it let us know about what life was like in the hood. Opened up in theaters on this day in 1989. This was one of the songs. In fact, the movie really pretty much introduced Public Enemy, and their anthem was Fight the Power. That was kind of the anthem of the movie as well. I'm Scoot on the Air. So Larry called from Gulfport and told me I needed to do my homework because CBS did not cancel the Stephen Colbert Show because of Donald Trump. Why is Donald Trump celebrating the loss of the Stephen Colbert Show? He's celebrating it because he knows he won. He won a battle here. And it's in my opinion, and I don't have facts to support it, but, you know, maybe we'll find out over time. It's my opinion that this was a side deal from CBS to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is celebrating the cancellation of the show. Next May will be the last airing of the show. And CBS issued a statement that it was about financial matters. And it is expensive to produce these shows. And they do pay the host a lot of money. I mean, I get that. But the most coveted audience is the young male audience. And the young male audience supported those late night talk shows. Obviously, there are women who watch it, too. But the young male audiences were the ones that really supported those shows. And now they have gone elsewhere. But Stephen Colbert had a 2.8 rating. Jimmy Kimmel had a 1.8 rating, 1.8 million. And Jimmy Fallon was number three with 1.2 million. So I understand that it could be a financial matter. But what you also need to understand is the networks will keep news on. They will keep certain shows on because it enhances the image of the network. But CBS is so paranoid that Donald Trump is going to use the FCC to not allow CBS's parent company, Paramount, to merge with Skydance, creating this multi-billion dollar operation. And so while CBS seems convincing in saying this is a financial matter, and maybe they have the numbers, I just looked very quickly and I couldn't find instantly how much revenue the Stephen Colbert Show generates, but over time I could certainly find that information out. That would be interesting to know. I don't know if they were making money or losing money on the show. But again, sometimes networks will keep shows on because it is important for them to be able to say, we have the number one late night show on broadcast TV. Our show beats NBC and beats ABC. So even if they're losing money, that's a winner for them to have the show that is number one on the air.
Reading what I did about this over the weekend, it seems like the late show pretty bloated. I don't understand TV production as well as people that work in TV production, but the idea that show needed 220 staffers to run it is insane to me. And I read about Gutfeld over the weekend and why his show is so successful. And part of what makes Gutfeld more popular, I mean, he's a different time slot. He's in prime time. He's technically not late night. So he's not technically in competition with these other shows anyway. But his show is very lean. His show is very nimble. It's agile. Yeah. It's new. It's kind of scrappy. The idea that there's 220 people drawing a salary on Colbert's late night show is insane. And that would like, okay, yeah, maybe that's not a profit center, but you're absolutely right. It's important for them to have a late show, because if you're the only network that doesn't, what does that say about you? Which is why they added the late show in the 1990s in the first place, when ABC and NBC were already in that sphere, and CBS said, okay, well, we're going to start doing this now. And now they've said, well, I guess this is no longer a profit center for us. On Monday, he accuses the parent company of bribing the president of the United States. On Thursday, he loses his job. At the same time, all this merger drama is happening. They're trying to get Brendan Carr at the FCC to approve this merger. Brendan Carr is a Trump sycophant who's running the Federal Communications Commission. He literally wears a gold lapel pin of the president's face on his suit jacket. I mean, this guy's a nut bar.
I bet he's got a man crush.
As usual, it's not just one thing,
right,
but a confluence of factors and events that led CBS to decide, hey, this is the time to not only get rid of Colbert, but get rid of the show in its entirety, because we will never be competitive in this space again.
Yeah.
It's 2025. By the time Colbert finishes up in 2026, who the hell is watching late night television at the time that it airs anymore? I mean, I'm not saying that number is zero, but that's not where the ad dollars are. That's not where the eyeballs are. You know, if you're not making content to be consumed in perpetuity on YouTube and TikTok, you're playing the wrong game. And you should not be surprised if you're losing 15 or 40 or $100 million.
Well, and you know,
whatever.
And we don't know, but I didn't read that. But if they have 200 people, you know, and I've done some TV, if they have 200 people working on that show, I mean, not on that level, but if they have 200 people working on that show, you know, it's like the government, you know, they need to trim that. There's got to be a lot of redundancy there, or they're just looking to hire people just to hire people. I mean, that's a huge staff, and it seems like it's unnecessary for any of the late night shows to have a staff that big. So, you know, yes, maybe this was the perfect time to do it. But I still believe one of the bottom lines is this was a gesture to Donald Trump. And Stephen Colbert was relentlessly, more than the others, relentlessly attacking Donald Trump on a daily basis. But again, is that bad? Well, you might think it's bad, but what if a comedian, when Joe Biden was president, what if a comedian did nothing but bash Joe Biden? You would love that. And that would be okay. And so my problem is, if it's okay for one group to like the bashing of a president, then it's okay for another group to like the bashing of a president. Because this is America. And it also scares me that the president of the United States has this kind of power that he would be able to use influence or threaten to use the FCC to end a show with a guy who relentlessly attacks him every night. Nobody likes to be attacked. I mean, I deal with it on my level. I mean, I have to deal with it as well. You know, and look, sometimes it gets to me a little bit. And you know, most of the time I just let it go. It's part of the business. And everybody doesn't have to like me and everybody doesn't have to agree. But I still think this is part of a gesture to Donald Trump. And it scares me that a president of the United States has that kind of influence over freedom of speech. Hey, get ready. It's hot. God, what a great voice. On the SOTA calendar on this day in 2023, we lost Tony Bennett. He was 96 years old and had battling Alzheimer's disease. And up until 95, he was making music with Lady Gaga. Just did a great job with those duets. Hey, I'm Scoot. A lot more still to come. We'll be right back. This is WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.